This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
You know, it's like 700,000 people have been killed by SSRI drugs alone since the year 2000. It's unreal.
The Health Ranger Report.
The drug industry has declared war on humanity, and the prostitutes in Washington are just going right along with it. They don't give a damn.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Isn't it interesting how much the left hates Trump's new immigration reforms for legal immigration that are merit-based? So you get into the country if you deserve to get in. In other words, if you bring some skills, if you speak English, if you have an education, if you maybe want to run a business or something along these lines, then you get preference for getting into the country and getting a green card or a passport or becoming a citizen. And that's the way it should be. In fact, that's the way it is in so many other countries all around the world, including Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and many more. And it's just so indicative of the insanity of the left that they are completely against this. The left admits that they want losers to come into America. They want the most dependent, uneducated losers to immigrate into the country. And you know why that is? Here's the secret. Shh. It's because losers vote Democrat in elections. That's why. It's for them, illegal immigration or non-merit-based immigration is all about bringing in the lowest qualified people possible, because that's the future of the Democrat Party. Whereas Trump wants to make America great again and not have people come in and just be leeches off the system, but rather be part of the American dream, be innovators, be creative people, or maybe entrepreneurs, or people who have skills, who have education, who can contribute to a better society. And that's the way it should be. I mean, if you ran, let's say you ran a university, would you want to hire the most unqualified, dumbest people possible for your university? Or would you have a merit-based system where you hired the most intelligent, most capable people to be part of your university? Or suppose you just have a company. Do you hire the least qualified people you can find with the worst resumes, with the lowest skills, who can't even speak English? Is that who you hire? If so, you've never run a business, or maybe you've run it into the ground. Because merit-based immigration makes perfect sense. It's just another example of how the left shows their hand yet again about how they hate America. They don't want America to succeed. They don't want people to do better. They literally want America to be a dumping ground for the least qualified, most pathetic losers in the world. That's who they want to come to America. And that's who Obama invited into America and rolled out the red carpet for. And by the way, I say all of this as someone who is married to an immigrant, a highly capable immigrant from Taiwan, who has been a U.S. citizen for 25 years or so at this point. So I've lived outside the country. I've had residency in other countries. I've gone through tests. I took the driver's test in Ecuador in Spanish. I learned to speak Spanish when I moved to Ecuador. Why? Because I wasn't going to be that American that just runs around demanding everybody speak my language. I have the humility that when I moved somewhere, I learned the language and I worked to fit into the culture. When I lived in Taiwan, I spoke Chinese. And that's why I speak Chinese and Spanish today. If I moved to Japan, I would learn Japanese. And people who move to America should learn English. It's a basic common sense kind of thing. But the left is totally against it because they don't want winners, they want losers. They want people to come in and leech off the system. The left wants immigrants who collect welfare all day and get free healthcare and free Obama phones and free everything. They don't want people to contribute to a better society because, well, successful people would no longer want to be Democrats. See, the Democrat Party is the party for losers around the globe. And people who are winners, who are successful, who make something of their lives and want to help create a better society, they cannot support the corruption and the lawlessness and just the pathetic nature of the Democrat Party, which is all about making everybody a victim. Everybody's got to be a victim to the Democrats. You got to be an immigrant victim. You got to be a gay victim. You got to be a transgender victim. You got to be an African-American victim. To them, everybody has to be a victim so that they, the Democrats, can come along and promise that the government will save you from being a victim. So the left wants everybody to be a victim. Well, on economic issues, the right wants everybody to be a success. The Republicans want people to be successful, to earn more money. Instead of just handing out money and creating dependency among impoverished people, the right wants to show people how to earn more money, move forward in life, own your own business, invent something, create something, contribute to a better society, and earn more money for yourself at the same time. That's opportunity, and that's why America is called the land of opportunity. If America were called the land of pathetic loser victims, nobody would have come here in the first place. It's the land of opportunity because it's supposed to be a place where those who come and apply their ideas and hard work and are willing to be part of a constructive society can reap huge rewards for themselves while contributing to the American dream. And that's what Trump is working to advocate, is let's make America better. Let's uplift people. But the way you do that as a nation is you attract people with talent, with skills, with education, people who speak the language, people who are happy to be part of the American culture, not who want to change it into their own culture, or not who want to bring it down or destroy it, or turn it into communism, or turn it into another Mexico, which is a drug-infested corruption system, but rather people who love America and want to be Americans, and there are many immigrants who we should welcome into America because they do love America. They want to contribute. They're not afraid of hard work. In fact, most immigrants throughout history have never been afraid to work hard. They've been some of the hardest working people of all. And that's who we should encourage to come into the country. Come here. Yeah, we'll give you an opportunity, but you got to work hard. You got to do your part. Make yourself greater in terms of opportunities and outcome, as well as helping the country become better off. And that is the opposite of what the left wants. They just want dependent losers and victims. And that, literally, that is their vision for America, a nation of losers and victims with a big, powerful, massive government that enriches the wealthy, connected elite, like the Clinton Foundation donors, while everybody else, literally everybody else, is trapped in poverty and is controlled by the government, which tells you where you can live, what you can eat, how much money you get, what you can think, what words you can use or can't use. All of this, that's the agenda of the left, the absolute impoverishment and enslavement of the people. And that's not America. That, my friends, is North freaking Korea. And if you like that vision of America, a nation of losers and victims, then go to North Korea. You know, emigrate out of the country. Turn in your passport. Go join communist China if you want. Go live in India if you want to see widespread poverty and widespread corruption of government, by the way. Go to India. If that doesn't fit you, if you want to see opportunity and you want to see people getting ahead and you want to see immigrants who are contributing to society instead of mooching off of it, then support Trump's merit-based immigration plan because it's a great idea. It's long overdue. And this is how we collectively make America great again. We open the doors to immigrants who are qualified. And we invite them in, high-five them on the way through the airport, say, welcome, get ready to work hard because this is not a land for lazy moochers and entitlement seekers who just want to play victim. This is a land for people who are innovators and entrepreneurs and willing to pursue the American dream using hard work and dedication. That's what this country is for, and that's what I stand for as well, as someone who has done all of that in America, worked hard through dedication, innovation, creativity, and so on. So that's my take on it. I'm pro-immigration, but I'm pro-merit-based immigration. Let's get the good people to come into this country, the capable people, And let's not open the doors for just anybody who wants to come in and collect a bunch of free entitlements while the country goes down the tubes. Thank you for listening. Check more news at newstarget.com. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.